To this time of communion, I'd like to read from 1 Peter chapter 2, and these words are from the Message translation. He, Jesus, never did one thing wrong, not once said anything amiss. They called him every name in the book, and he said nothing back. He suffered in silence, content to let God set things right. He used his servant body to carry our sins to the cross so that we could be rid of sin, free to live the right way. His wounds became your healing. You were like lost sheep with no idea who you were or where you were going. Now you're named and kept by the Good Shepherd, the Shepherd of your souls. These verses said that he used his servant body to carry our sins. You might be more familiar with the words, he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross. That's what grace looks like. Amazing grace. There's once a 10-year-old boy who stood defiantly before the school principal. Go ahead, give it to me, he said. The principal looked at the young rebel and asked, how many times have you been here? The child sneered rebelliously, apparently not enough. And each time you've been punished? The principal asked, yes, each time I've been punished, if that's what you want to call it. Go ahead, I can take it, dish it out to me. I always have. And no thought of your punishment enters your head the next time you decide to break the rules, does it? Nope. I do whatever I want, whenever I want. Ain't nothing you people are going to do about it either. The principal looked at the teacher who was standing nearby. What did he do this time? Fighting, he shoved Tommy's face into the lockers. The principal looked at the boy. What did Tommy do to you? Nothing. I didn't look like the way that he was looking at me. The teacher stiffened, but a quick look from the principal stopped him, and he quietly said, today is the day that you're going to learn about grace. Grace? Isn't that what you old people say before you eat? I don't need any of that. Oh, but you do, said the principal. Principal studied the young man's face and whispered, oh yes, you truly do. The boy continued to glare at the principal. He said, grace, in its short definition, is unmerited favour. You cannot earn it, it's a gift, and it is always freely given. It means that you will not be getting what you rightly deserve. The boy looked puzzled. You're not going to whip me? You're just going to let me walk? The boy studied the face of the principal. No punishment at all, even though I socked Tommy and shoved his face into the locker? Oh yes, there has to be punishment. What you did was wrong. And there is always consequences for our actions. There will be punishment. Grace is not an excuse for doing wrong. I knew it, sneered the boy. Let's get on with it. The principal nodded toward the teacher. Bring me the belt. The teacher presented the belt to the principal. He carefully folded it in two and then handed it back to the teacher. He looked at the child and he said, I want you to count the blows. The principal walked over to stand directly in front of the young man, and he gently reached out and folded the child's outstretched hands, expectant hands, together, and then turned to face the teacher with his own hand outstretched. One quiet word came from his mouth. Begin. The belt whipped down on the outstretched hand of the principal. Crack! The young man jumped. Shock registered upon his face. One. Crack. Two. Crack. Three. He couldn't believe it. Crack. Four. Big tears are welling up in the eyes of this rebel. Okay, stop. That's enough, stop. Crack. Came the belt down on the hand of the principal. Crack. The child flinched with every blow, tears beginning to stream down his face. Crack. Crack. No, please. No more. Stop it. I did it. I'm the one who deserves it. Stop. Please, stop. Still the blows came, one after another. And finally it was over. The principal stood with sweat glistening over his forehead and beads trickling down his face. And slowly he knelt down and he studied the young man for a second, and then with swollen hand reached to cradle the face of this weeping child and said, "Grace." In his body, Jesus took it upon himself, the penalty for your sin and for mine. Crack. Crack. And the nails were driven through his hands and feet. Grace. Grace is everything for nothing to those who don't deserve anything. We're going to share in the bread right now. And this bread is a reminder of Jesus' body torn apart, broken, cracked, whipped, nailed to the cross. Such is the grace of God for us. It's taken remembrance and adoration. Father, we thank you for this bread and the reminder that it is to us of Jesus taking our sin upon himself on that cross. He took the punishment that we rightly deserve. We thank you for this grape juice that reminds us of his blood, his lifeblood, freely given, poured out. But for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And so we give you praise and thanks for these emblems this morning, for the grace of you, our loving God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's drink together.